Oh, thanks for coming, dude. I hope I didn't scare you. I should have told you I needed you here, but I just couldn't. I needed some privacy with you. Okay, first of all, I need you to swear you're not gonna tell anybody about what happens here, okay? No joke. I'm not even going to threaten you. It's that serious. Okay, thanks. Come on, take a seat. I'm gonna explain what's happened to me and where I need your help. Here, have some cookies. They're freshly baked. Don't be shy. This is gonna take some time, so feel free to eat as many as you want. How are they? Great. That's fantastic. Did I bake them? Well, that's a thing. I didn't. I made them appear with, a spell. I assume you don't believe me. Look, I'm not lying, though. If I take my wand out and cast a spell, more cookies appear. See? Surprising, isn't it? This, though, is why I needed to talk to you in private. In short, I've gained magical powers. You've always been a great friend, and I figured out, I could tell you about this. Please don't be scared. I can explain. You think that's neat? That's great. I thought you would be really scared about it, but I knew I could count on you. Yes, this is my wand. No, it's not a toy at all. I mean, it kind of does look like a cheap plastic toy, I'll give you that. It's made from a special kind of metal that conducts magic, and the gems boost my power. Why is it pink? Hey, I didn't pick the color. It was given to me, and I couldn't refuse it. You know what? I'm putting it away. It's distracting you too much. Where were we? Oh, yeah. I got magical powers, and I got them the same day I hung out with my gal pals at the new mall. I don't know what they saw in that mall, but if they were happy, I was happy too. We went shopping, had some ice cream, and I entered the spa for the first time in my life, and I kind of liked it. They even gave me flirting tips like, look at the other person directly in their eyes. You blushed? You never thought I would do that, did you? Anyway, it was a well-rounded day. I even got to teach them how to skate. They were reluctant at first, but once they gave it a try, they started to like it. And by the end, they were really into it. Well, maybe not Lucy. She did hit her knee really badly. Don't worry, she's fine now. Regardless, it was getting late, so we were getting ready to leave, and then suddenly, I was thrown to the ground by something. I don't know what it was, but I sure felt it pierce through my guts. I thought I was going to die. It sounds weird now, but it felt so real. I found myself lying on the ground, and I touched where I felt it pierce me, and I was expecting to see blood bursting out of my body, and there was nothing. No blood, no scratch, no pain, and no object. There was nothing around me. So with no way to explain what happened to me, I just said, oops, I fell. Yeah, I can see in your face that you're confused as I was back then. But it gets even weirder. That same night, I had a dream. More like a vision, actually. In that dream, I met an ethereal-looking goddess. She greeted me as her child and invited me to become a star maiden. Yeah, no joke. I didn't even notice that my clothes were different. I was in a silly fucking frilly dress. My hair was longer, and there were ribbons all over my body. It was the same kind of shit my mom made me wear in birthday parties. That woman kept talking about how I was chosen by fate to become a warrior against the evils that lurk in the cosmos or some more bullshit. I was completely pissed off too, and she knew it. She saw how angry I was when she laughed at me. I flipped her off and told her she can. Well. Do you really want me to say it? I mean, it is kind of graphic. Fine. I told her she can eat an elephant's ass while it defecates down her throat as rabid hyenas fuck her in the front and in the back. But even with me saying that, she just stood there, like, she didn't even flinch. She just kept her smile and giggled. Oh my gosh, her giggles were so fucking annoying. She told me that I would join whether I liked it or not. Then the dream ended and I just woke up with a wand in my hand. But what surprised me the most was, I was sucking my thumb and I had wet the bed. And then I heard her giggle again. So it meant war. She was begging for it. Here, take another. Just take another cookie. Oh wow, you really liked those cookies? Here, have some more. But sadly, she won in the end. Every single night I had the same dream. Every time I said no, I would just wake up and find she did something to ruin my day. The first day I opened my closet to find that all of my clothes were a shade of pink. Fucking baby pink. The second day she made my handwriting all girly. She even made me draw hearts in the eyes and the chase. On the third day she cursed me, so I greeted everyone with a curtsy. I wasn't even wearing a dress, but my hands tried to lift an imaginary skirt. Oh, but the icing on the cake was on the fourth day. She made me run like an anime girl. You know, right? With the arms flailing side to side. I was doing laps with my brother, and all of his friends laughed at me. It was too much for me, so if I kept going, who knows what else she would have made me do? Or what else she would have done. So I gave in. I went to the Star Maiden headquarters to become a Star Scout. That's the rank they give to the newcomers. I'm still learning the basics, so I can't really make much with my magic. I can make cookies, though. Oh. I ran out of magic. Well, yes, I can run out of magic. When that happens, I just need to refill it. That's where you come in. You see, the Mother Star has provided a rather unusual method to refill our magic. We need to sleep together. Yeah. Not that kind of sleep. The one that involves a liquid coming out of you? No, not a wet dream, idiot. Sex. I mean sex. More specifically, I need you to put your chiz inside of me. That's the only thing that matters. We won't be kissing, touching hands, or doing any of our filthy things. So what do you say? What's in it for you? Sex with me. That's what's in it for you. Are you gonna play dumb? I have to go on an excursion, and I need my magic refilled, or if a mother star will get on my tits again. You know I can't ask just anyone for this. Besides, think how good it would look on a resume. You'll be able to show it off to your friends. Imagine the shocked look on their faces when you tell them that you tamed me. Oh, and you see, this is not just a one time either. I will need to reveal my magic like multiple times, so you would have a guarantee like every month or so. But jeez, I can't believe I'm asking for something like this. Don't say you don't want it. You blushed when I simply looked into your eyes. And as far as I know, you might as well have been fantasizing about me for a long while. You haven't fantasized about me? Why? I mean, you better. You mean with that? No, fuck you. We're not gonna do it every single day. Fine, we could do it every week. No sooner, deal? Good. Gosh, you're such a disaster. Could you please turn around before we have intercourse? I just need to grab my wand and. Please, just turn around. I can't do it if you're looking at me. Star Scout Celestia on duty. You can turn now. How do I look? This is the official uniform for Star Scouts. It may look like a simple frilly corset dress, but this shit's indestructible. It's fire, scissors, laser, ink, glue, and many other crap proof. I can't even take it off after I transform. It's completely stuck to my skin. You like my hair? Thanks. When I transform, it gets longer. This ribbon appears on my head. Honestly, now that I think about it, my entire features change. Like, even the shape of my face a little bit. Don't do that, you idiot! Stop laughing! You deserve that. Hello? Are you okay? You look mesmerized. Oh, don't tell me that I'm pretty. I told you not to tell me I'm pretty. Jeez. What am I gonna do with you? Come on, let's get this over with. Yes, I'm wearing heels, so shut up. Okay, listen. This is how it's gonna happen. You're gonna lie on the bed and I'm going to ride you. We're not gonna touch each other. This isn't sex. It's just a simple magic refill. You got that? No, don't take anything off. It's not necessary. Just open your pants a little so your member can be out. That's it. Just lay very, very still. If you move, I'm going to punch you. So I'm going to climb here and going to position my crotch just above your member. Well, yes, genius. As you can see, my panties are in the way. Sadly for you, they're stuck to my skin. However, I can make the move to the side. Fair, that should be enough for what I need. Now, I need to get myself wet. I really don't have the largest of sex drives, so this could take a while. What? I told you, didn't I? No touching, no kissing, no anything. No, you can't go back. What are you doing with your dick? Okay, rub it again in my clit. That's good. Oh, you little shit. This feels good. It's good that it feels good so we can end this sooner. Oh, fuck. Where did you learn this? Did you read it in a book or something? That's kind of sad, don't you think? God damn, this is working fine. Keep rubbing it there, yes. Yes, just like that. Okay, stop. Stop. I think I'm wet enough. I'm going to stick it in. Remember, just lay still here. I'll just lower myself and... yes. Good. It's entering me. No, it doesn't feel good. Shut up. Let me take a moment to get used to you. Okay, let's move on. I'm gonna hold on to your shoulders for balance. There. Now I'll start moving. Just keep staying still. Remember, this is not for our pleasure. It's for the well-being of the cosmos. Oh, God. Oh, my. It's so big. Oh, God. Yes. You're so deep. I can feel it all the way inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, it's so deep in me. It feels so good. I mean, I don't like it. I'm just doing it to refill my magic. What? What about my wand? Yes, I have to keep it with me at all times. It's like training wheels for Star Maidens. It boosts my magical power, and so until I become more powerful, I will need my wand with me at all times. However, if I rank up twice from Scout to Caster, from Caster to Lady, I'll be powerful enough to not need my wand. teacher is a Star Lady, you know? She inspires me a lot. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I would have lost my mind. No one else thinks it's nuts that we're all wearing super cutesy outfits, acting like a full-on military. What? Yes, we all wear dresses like this. We're all Star Maidens after all, dummy. I mean, they are. I'm just along for the ride. Join the Star Maidens? No, you dumbass. You can't join the Star Maidens. It's an all-girl club. Well, yes, it is a bit sexist. You won't believe it, but the Mother Star is pretty sexist. Rumors say that she divorced her husband a long time ago, and then she started hating males. We call it Eldritch drama. But seriously, why do you want to join? Just get laid? My uniform turns you on? You're a sicko, you know that? What are you doing? I told you not to grab my hips. No, don't let go. You already touched them, so what's the point anymore? Besides, this can help synchronize our movements, and that will help you come faster, right? Because I want to get this over with as soon as possible. Oh, fuck, you're not wasting time, are you? Yes, just keep bucking your hips. Oh, wow, you're surprisingly good at this. Huh? You're staring way too much at my breasts. Stop that. Stop staring at my boobs, idiot. They're not that big. It's just a dress that emphasizes them. No, they're not beautiful. Oh, fuck, you're still looking at them. Fine, I'll let you touch them. If that keeps you from looking at them. Oh, fuck, dude. How is it that you know how to make me moan? Did you fucking read that in the book, too? Hopefully touching my breasts make you come faster, because I don't want to do this much longer. Also, that would make you spurt more, right? Because I would rather have a lot of fuel instead of very little. It's not that I like it, it's just because I can use more magic before needing another I can barely talk here. Before needing another refill. Fuck. You know, you're taking this very well. Even though we're doing it raw. No, we don't need a condom. I need you to put your juice inside, idiot. Don't panic, I can't get pregnant while transformed. The Mother Star will turn your juice into magic fuel and my body will absorb that. Why do you look disappointed? You perverted bastard. Did your dick just twitch? Wait, why is it growing more? Do you like being slapped? What? Did you just freaking drop an L-bomb on me? You know, this is not the time for this. Fuck it. I love you. I love you, freaking bastard. Come kiss me. Just a heads up, if you kiss me in public, I'll punch you. But you like being punched, right? Oh, I love you, and so I just can't hide it anymore. So fuck me hard, okay? Mm. Oh, baby. I still have something to tell you. This isn't the first time I've asked you to refill me. It's actually the fourth time this has happened. Please, don't take it personal, but I like our refilling so much that I got scared. It scared me that our friendship could be ruined by an attempted romance. It was also embarrassing to let you know of my girly side. I'm starting to like the Star Maiden stuff, you know? Of course, there are also practical reasons for what I did. Remember, stars accumulated multiple enemies over the eons. And I'm an inexperienced Star Maiden. I can't protect you right now. Our enemies would easily be able to threaten you and blackmail me. Oh, I can't imagine a world without you. So I made you forget. I casted a spell to make you forget. It was one of the first things I learned as a Star Maiden. I'll make you forget again, so please, enjoy this as much as you can. Fuck me as hard as you can, so I'll remember forever. I fucking love you, bastard. I've always loved you. I'll give my all so I can become powerful enough to protect you. I promise, one day I won't have to make you forget. You'll remember everything, and we'll have so much to catch on. Just you wait. Meanwhile, come here, you imbecile. My imbecile. Oh fuck, I know what this feeling means. You're about to fuck this. You're shooting out so much cum. My pussy's overflowing with your fuel. So much. Oh my. So, baby, how was it? I'm glad you liked it. But now I have to cast that spell. I promise it won't hurt. Or if it hurts, you won't remember. I love you. On behalf of the Mother Star, I command you to sleep and forget. Well, that's done. Ugh, fuck my life. Now just pop out of... Wow. By the Mother Star, there's nothing coming out. Just like every time, I guess. I suppose my body fully absorbed it. Okay. Star Scout Celestia, at ease. Oh, he looks so peaceful sleeping, but I can't let him wake up in my bed. Jeez, he's heavy. Baby, please let me carry you. I just keep dreaming. Here we go. Oh fuck, I'm almost holding him by the armpits. I hope he's not ticklish there. What? No way. How the fuck are you awake? No, this wasn't supposed to happen. just get my wand again? No, don't struggle. Let me go. Let go of my wand. I can't. What? You never forgot anything? Not even one bit? Oh, fuck, what am I going to do? I told you not to struggle. Now, sleep and forget. Oh. So it really doesn't work. And do you remember everything? I'm done for. Please, don't hate me. You probably think I'm a monster. What? Why are you kissing me? Hey, I asked you a question. What? No way. You still love me? Even after lying and trying to deceive you? I love you too, baby. So fucking much. I'll fucking love you forever. Until the last star in the universe dies. I'm so sorry. I really mean it. When I said I was scared. I know I have no right to ask anything from you, but will you please, please keep this a secret? Really? You'll do it on one condition? Sure, I'll do whatever, anything you desire. What are you whispering? No fucking way. Not possible. No. Yes. Fuck it, I'm aware I said anything, but I just didn't think. Fine then, I'll do it. Ugh, fine. I guess you are my little paw champ. Come here. I hate you, you know that?